hear such terrible things that happened to tourists who come to this resort town, then I've got to tell you what happened to me when I flew in. My name is Heidi, and I live just outside Copenhagen in Denmark. I went to a Catholic school, and my parents, for Danes, were quite strict. I came here in a chartered group with people my own age, and we stayed at one of those funky little Art Deco hotels on Ocean Drive, right by the beach. It was raining and miserable when we flew out of Copenhagen, but when I woke up from my first day at the beach, the sun was shining and it was very hot and humid for me. I put on my bikini, which was really a couple of pieces of string and a t-shirt, and went across the road to the beach. Everyone else in our group was still asleep, but I could not wait to catch the sun. I spread my towel out and on the sand near the waves and took my top off. I'm very well built for an 18-year-old, and I have long blonde hair and a narrow waist. Although my bum is on the large side, it's not fat, it's muscular. Have I got a grip in my spinsy muscles? I've been known to trap a guy's cock in my ass. I'm so strong back there, they have to keep on pumping until I'm satisfied. My breasts are unusually large, especially for a girl my age. My nipples are light pink and stick up when I'm aroused, which is all the time. I also have fair skin, so I rub this special oil over my body. I love to caress myself like this. It makes my skin tingle, although it would be better if a man was doing it. I was careful not to put my hands between my legs and start playing with my clit. I closed my eyes and went into a daydream. I woke up what seemed a few minutes later and reached for my suntan bottle. I started rubbing the white lotion over my large breast, making sure I don't miss any spot, including underneath my large breast. Then I looked up and squinting caught sight of this runner staring at me. He looked like he had never seen a woman sunbathing like this before, and I smiled at him. He appeared so shocked because his mouth was opened and he was panting like crazy. He was very dark, with black eyes, black hair, cut short, and in his little red shorts, I could see he was in perfect shape. I've run along here every day this year, and I've never seen you before, he said in a low voice. I raised myself up on my elbows and smiled back. You should have seen his face with my tits looking back at him, as if to say, take me, Mr. America, I'm yours, I smiled back. He asked me my name and where I came from and then if I would like to have breakfast with him after he went back to his apartment and cleaned up, even though he could not keep his eyes off my chest. And who could blame him? I agreed because I did not want to get too much sun on my first day in the U.S., so we agreed to meet an hour later at this little cafe near my hotel. This time, I wore my t-shirt when I met him, so he was able to concentrate on talking to me. Well, he could only half concentrate because I was not wearing a bra, and my nipples were staring at him, daring him to action. He was very funny. I found out he did not have to work that day. I could still imagine those chiseled abs and powerful legs. So when he flashed this big grin, it was all I could do to stay in my seat. I asked him if he would show me his apartment because I had never seen an American apartment. And before I knew it, he had jumped up from his seat and thrown a $20 bill on the table. He did not even wait for the check. He lived in an old apartment building that had been renovated. He had the penthouse, and his bedroom had an amazing view of the ocean. But that was not the view he was interested in. The oil from my suntan lotion made my t-shirt stick to my body, so everything was just there. My nipples just stuck out like you could dial the telephone with them. It's a problem I have, but it does not stop me from wearing t-shirts or tight sweaters. He could sense what I wanted as he held me by the shoulders and leaned over to kiss me. I have thick, soft lips that get very hard. I can give massages with my lips. They give off so much heat, which is what I did to this lucky guy. I took off his t-shirt and started to run my lips down his chest to his flat stomach. My tongue found the small crevices of his abdomen as it worked my way down even lower. He moaned and groaned and tensed his stomach until I came to the tip of his shorts. I started to pull these off with my teeth, and once they were over his narrow hips, they fell to his knees. Wow, he wasn't wearing any briefs underneath. Ah, was he built, as we say in Denmark? This was a tree trunk. His cock flopped right out and pointed to the sky. It was so erected, I could not control myself anymore. I just wanted to suck on that huge American cock. Delicious. Oh my, it's getting even harder. Oh god, shove it right down my throat. I can't take it. Oh, Oh, just love it. You're about to come. Oh my God, yes, this is why I came to America. And on my first day at the beach, this is a hard act to follow. Or should it be swallow? Yes, all my English lessons and punning contests were not in vain. Although, look at those veins. More shootouts, more. Yes, I want to suck every last drop out of your cup. That's it. Oh, baby, you're incredible. I think I'm going to have a wonderful time in America.